There's so much to celebrate in the November edition of Living in Brisbane. Give three cheers for our incredible sports heroes who have confirmed Brisbane's place as Australia's number one sporting city. See the city come to life with lights, sparkle and delightful surprises as Christmas comes to town. And get ready for $2 summer dips, the summer reading challenge and more. Sit back, relax and enjoy listening to November's Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, I'm Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. With the warmer weather, you've probably noticed that you're mowing your own grass more often. And that's the case for our parks across the city too. Each year, our crews mow more than 70,000 hectares of grass. That's the equivalent of mowing Suncorp Stadium 63,000 times over. November marks the start of our summer mowing schedule, with teams working long days, even throughout the weekends, to keep our parks looking their best. While the hot weather and summer storms can be great for growing, they're not always easy for mowing. Our crews will be out whenever the weather allows to help maintain our incredible parks and get them ready for families to picnic and play.
Green waste recycling is now part of our standard bin collection service for eligible households, with our green bin rollout distributing new bins to more than 318,000 households. A green waste bin makes it easy to turn garden waste, such as lawn clippings, leaves, and prunings, into useful mulch instead of sending them to landfill. Want to make the most of your green bin? Visit one of our events to chat with our team. We'll share tips, answer your questions, and show just how simple green waste recycling can be. Visit our website's What's On in Brisbane page to find an event near you.
Brisbane is the beating heart of Australian sport. Our teams are flying high after the Lions' back-to-back AFL premierships and the Broncos' first ever NRL-NRLW grand final wins in 2025. With results like this, it's no surprise that we are also Australia's number one sporting city in the 2025 Burson Ranking of Sports Cities. There are still plenty of sporting moments to be excited about this summer, with the Lions AFLW team on the hunt for a third premiership, and the Brisbane Bullets, Brisbane Heat, Brisbane Bandits and Brisbane Roar teams all back in action. Emulate our sporting stars by joining our free and affordable active and healthy classes, heading to our pools for a $2 summer dip starting on the 1st of December, or checking out your local park and bikeway. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au to find sports facilities and activities near you.
Prepare for severe weather by joining more than 230,000 residents who have signed up for our Brisbane Severe Weather Alert Service. Register now and receive warnings if your address is at risk of severe thunderstorms, destructive winds, and potential flooding. We're always working to keep Brisbane prepared by installing flood monitoring cameras, automated flood awareness signs, and cleaning and upgraded drainage systems. Go to Council's website to find out more about how to prepare your home and family for severe weather.
The festive season is just around the corner, and as always, there's plenty of free and affordable fun to kick off our Christmas in Brisbane program. It all starts with the Lord Mayor's iconic lighting of the Christmas tree in King George Square on Friday the 28th of November. Soak up the festive cheer as we light the spectacular 22-metre Christmas tree. From Friday the 5th of December, City Hall comes to life at night with captivating visuals, festive sounds and heartwarming storytelling. The Lord Mayor's Christmas Carols returns to River Stage on Saturday the 6th of December with a free live stream event in Roma Street Parklands. The event will be broadcast on Channel 9 and available to stream on 9Now. Check local guides for details. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au from the 6th of November for the full Christmas in Brisbane program.
Technology can be amazing until it isn't. Hidden tracking, surveillance, and digital interference can turn everyday devices into tools of abuse, often hard to detect without expert help. Brisbane is now home to the Technology Abuse Detection and Assessment Hub, a national first, created by the Naturalina Foundation. With support from a recent Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust grant, the hub has provided 30 women with free tech assessments this year, helping restore safety, privacy, and peace of mind. Visit naturalinafoundation.org.au to find out more.
We're making Brisbane's lifestyle even better with the return of our summer reading program. From the 1st of December 2025 to the 31st of January 2026, Council Libraries are hosting summer reading events for bookworms of all ages, including author talks and writing workshops, storytelling and live performances, cartooning and make and create sessions, STEAM, coding and robotics events, and sustainable living workshops. Head to your local library to register for the program and collect your Summer Reading Challenge booklet. Receive a stamp every time you complete a challenge and go into weekly draws to win a $50 book voucher.
You can expect the fresh aroma of grass cuttings as we enter our peak mowing season. Watch for mowing signs and stay a safe distance from workers. If you see overgrown grass or weeds, you can report it on Council's website just by searching grass and weeds.
We're planning for Brisbane's future by transforming underutilised areas into vibrant, mixed-use communities for people to live, work and relax. With more than 600 people moving to our city every week, our Suburban Renewal Precincts program is identifying more housing opportunities in the same way we've done for Tenerife, Howard Smith Wharves and West Village in West End. Brisbane's growth is both an opportunity and a challenge. This program strikes the right balance by encouraging more homes near jobs and transport while protecting our city's tin and timber suburbs. Have your say on our draft suburban renewal plans for Wynnum, Mount Gravatt and Alderley by visiting Council's website and subscribing to our Building and Planning e-newsletter to stay up to date.
Our hugely popular $2 summer dips are back at our 22 pools from Monday the 1st of December 2025 to Saturday the 28th of February 2026, helping you stay cool while keeping costs down. Make a day of it with family and friends, with adults and children all paying just $2 per general entry. Set yourself a challenge these holidays and visit as many of our pools as you can with something for everyone. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au to find local pools with drop buckets, bubblers, water jets and wading pools. It's just one way we're making Brisbane's lifestyle even better.
Works to replace the eastern footpath on Brisbane's iconic Story Bridge are on track to be wrapped up in the coming weeks, following the reopening of the western cityside footpath last month. Works have forged on ahead of schedule, with crews using a purpose-built rolling rig to lay the new custom-made decking over the aging footpaths. The almost $7 million investment to install the new decking is in addition to the nearly $80 million invested in the Story Bridge since 2019. The new footpaths are part of our long-term restoration plan to keep the 85-year-old bridge in great condition for generations to come.
We're making progress on the next stage of the Beams Road upgrade to get you where you need to be sooner and safer. Over the past 6 months, we've been improving underground drainage and electrical utilities, and now we're reducing bottlenecks by widening Cabbage Tree Creek Bridge to four lanes. We're also building a shared underpass under Beams Road to provide a safe and separate space for people walking and riding along the Cabbage Tree Creek bikeway. Beams Road is a vital link for Northside residents and part of our work to improve safety, reduce congestion and keep Brisbane moving.
It's been all systems go in 2025 with the launch of the Brisbane Metro M1 and M2 routes, the introduction of Brisbane's new bus network and the opening of the Adelaide Street Tunnel. Since Brisbane Metro services started, more than 4 million trips have been taken. It's been a game changer, moving more people more often, reducing bus congestion in the CBD and creating reliable journeys across the bus network. Brisbane's new bus network launched on the 30th of June, adding 160,000 bus trips to the network annually. Thanks for coming with us on this journey to keep Brisbane moving, helping you get where you need to be sooner and safer.
Have you seen the pavers with raised dots and dashes on footpaths of busy areas like Queen Street Mall? They're part of our Braille Trails, which help people with visual impairment to move around the city safely and easily using a cane. The Braille Trails run from Redcliffe Place, down Queen Street Mall and onto Anzac Square. Help keep our Braille Trails clear for people using it to navigate by not walking on the Braille trails, not placing bags or other items on the Braille trails, and not standing on the Braille trails. By keeping our Braille trails clear, we can all help make Brisbane's lifestyle even better for everyone.
Our environment centres are hosting the Wetlands in Focus photography competition to celebrate World Wetlands Day, Monday, 2nd of February 2026. The competition will showcase the beauty and ecological importance of the Boondall Wetlands and is open to everyone and all skill levels. Visit Brisbane's Wetlands and bring your camera and snap a photo of your favourite part of the wetlands to enter. Selected photos will be displayed at Boondall Wetlands Environment Centre and on our website. Entries open on Saturday the 8th of November and close on Friday 9th of January 2026. Search Environment Centres on brisbane.qld.gov.au and submit your entry.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day living in Brisbane.